Hi, everyone. Well, today is Monday, and this is our Creation Lifeship Healing Show, and this will be the Healing Highway. The day today is March, I believe, 19th. Is that correct, Ann?
Yes, it is.
I think it's 19th. Okay, 2018, so let's clear the date. Here we go. So we'll see this day go by before your eyes now, all this, whatever's going on with it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. That's for today, for your day. And now we'll do the distant past of the same day to see how that affects you. So 1, this goes back to your birth date. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So if you're age 20, we'll say, then we went back 20 years for you on the same date. And let's bring up the light being or beings on your monitor screen. Here we go. Energizing them to bring peace to you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And let's see. You have a situation happening. Here we go. So let's release that from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I'll turn it over to Ann. So, are you ready to go, Ann?
I surely am. Welcome, Ron, and everyone listening. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show, and that has been Ron Amatron speaking. Ron has a wonderful website, creationlightship.com, that if you have not explored yet, you'll want to do that after the show today. There are many healings on there, a lot of information. We'll talk more about as much as we can today. Ron just completed an expo where he spent 3 days in New York City manning a source energy light healing chamber. And I know Ron would enjoy hearing from anyone who may have been there, who went into the light chamber or met Ron in person over the weekend. And you can reach us with any comments about that or testimonials or helpful hints about healings, anything you'd like to write in, please send those messages to clsquestions@yahoo.com or click on the Weebly Fast Chat link on the BBS radio station page, and you can send a message that way. In either case, those will come into the email account, and we can read them on the radio show. And we do have already quite a few emails, Ron, so I'll start with those, and then we'll see if we hear from any people who were at the expo. And I heard that it was very cold in New York, but that the expo was quite busy. Is that correct, Ron? You had a busy crowd there? Uh-oh, are you there, Ron? We're somehow not hearing you.
Yep, we had a very busy 3 days. It was very good.
Lots
of people.
Good, good. I'm glad the cold didn't keep people away, which can sometimes happen. Okay, so hang on one second here. I want to start reading emails and. Okay. Somebody sent in a wonderful testimonial about the soul family disconnection. So if you're a new listener, first of all, special welcome to you. But we have talked a lot in the past about one of the wonderful healings Ron has, which is the soul family disconnection. So this listener writes in to say, "Hi, Ron. A week ago, I did the soul family disconnection. There definitely was a sense of relief afterwards. I can now see that although I was always normally quite pleasant to strangers, co-workers, and non-family members, I was not always civil to family members. I always wondered about that. After the clearing, I was aware of an unpleasant sense of forced obligation to the family. The closer the family member, the less pleasant I was, and the more put out I became. I don't even like some of them, yet I was always afraid that if I didn't participate in my family affairs, I'd be branded in some way. My survival would suffer. It got deeper and deeper with every passing year as spouses and offspring were added. Now I find that I can be truly disconnected from this whole family construct business because of this wonderful clearing. I have the realization that my survival and my life are not dependent on any of them. I am not obligated to them, and I don't have to honor past contracts, promises, or tacit agreements. Because of all of these realizations, I can now enjoy my family members for who they really are. How nice. How wonderfully freeing. Life just got better. This is truly amazing. Thank you so much, Ron.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, very, very good. Yeah, you don't know how much you're involved with all those energies, you know, and how they are all courting you and, you know, with those mindsets of what people think of you. You know, if you made a mistake somewhere at some event, you know, Christmas party or something, and all the relatives are there, then they hang on to that. And, yeah, you do get branded. And so, yeah, that's what that clearing is for, is to free yourself from these people that you keep reincarnating with, and they may even have past history of you that could have leaked through, that the soul family actually has recorded for you from past incarnations. I haven't went into that at all, but that could be a possibility. So, you know, I would say if that's the case, you may want to, and I'm talking to you only, maybe one or two people possibly out there who, feel like they're indebted to your soul family members, you know, like you're a slave to them. You might want to do the seven generational one, and do the special clearing, I think. And then we do have another clearing that you can tag on to that for the seven generations and maybe put in soul family members. I just can't recall the name of that particular clearing. Maybe you might have it, Ann. I know it goes kind of like hand in hand with the special one. But anyway, you can do a seven generational one on that. So back to you.
Okay. I just thought I actually have the soul family disconnection clearing open right now, and it has six parts to it. The first step is the soul family clearing. So in general, that would be, I guess, the first thing you want to do. Then the options are current soul family lifetime clearing, past lifetime clearing, future lifetime contracts clearing, psychic billboard program disconnection, and the sixth step is light infusion. Mm-hmm. So it's really, really a thorough clearing. And I've said this before, I know, on the show, but I really, really love the psychic billboard program disconnection. Because whenever I run that, I feel like my soul family can't find me or attach to me or see me or whatever it is that they do. It's like I feel cloaked.
Yeah, that's good. You're invisible then to them. Yep.
Yes. Yes. So were you asking me, Ron, if there's a seven generation?
Yeah. I know you could probably tie it into the seven generational clearing. There's a special name for it that we have. That could be used in conjunction with the special clearing, but you could use it also for a clearing that, isn't a whole life clearing, you know, because the whole life ones are normally the ones that you do where you can do the seven generational clearings. But I think you could take that special one, whatever it is. The special clearing is mainly for your body or just situations that we don't have listed. But tied on to that, we put up another clearing that you could go and use for a generic. Maybe that's what it is, a generic seven-generational clearing.
Yeah, I think
that
is. We
don't talk about it that much. But that could be the one. Maybe it is called generic, and you could go into there and go back a ways.
Yeah.
If you think you need that, you know.
Right.
I was saying maybe only a few people might need it. You know, most people don't need it. But if you feel like, yeah, boy, my soul family is tearing me apart in this lifetime, by being judged by them and, you know, everything else, you may want to go back possibly and do that one afterwards. So back to you.
And I just clicked on the purchase page, and the Soul Family Disconnection Clearing is $100. So you could run through each of those options one time, but you can also pay an additional $50, and then you would have it on an unlimited basis. So it's a really powerful clearing, and I appreciate how that listener really pointed out too. When you do these clearings, it's not like all of a sudden you have no family or friends or and because of anything, you know, your relationships improve. Just like with the people courting disconnection, that's been, I know, not just my experience, but a lot of people who've written in over the years. Things get easier and better, you know, it's not like something bad happens in your life or, you know, changes you can't handle. It's all good things. Okay, so speaking of changes, Ron, I'll move on. There have been a lot of changes on the planet, and you talked a lot about this over the weekend. Thank you so much for allowing us to listen into the talks you gave at the expo this weekend, because there were some wonderful healings you did for us all, and also, you know, some great information shared. Though I think you go, you know, as deep, if not somehow deeper even on the shows, but still there was a lot of information there. So in reference to some of the new things that have been happening, somebody wrote in, "May I just quickly say that I am in shock and wonderment at the latest news. I just today heard last Monday's archive show about the takedown of the Galactic Wall Street. Being a soldier, I had, upon hearing Ron, faint visions of being part of the operation and images of many computer screens and escorting aliens away from them, etc. Was I really there? I hope so. What a momentous event to end this tyranny, or at least substantially reduce it. I had had a hell of a week, as if my body was struggling to adjust to the new energies. Was ill and tired for a few days, but feel better today. My city has many traditional old buildings made of stone, and they felt alive and beautiful again, like when I was young. The trees, too. I was touching them, asking, are you real? Are you real now? I feel very peaceful walking around today, and when someone is not very nice to me, I say to myself, I am not allowing you to disturb my peace."
Yeah, very good. Yeah, you were a part of that. Yes. Uh-huh.
And that reminds me that we have an important announcement, which is you're going to be enlisting people on tomorrow's people courting call, which costs $20 to participate in. It starts at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time. All the information is on Ron's website, where you pay and the number you'll get, then the number you call and everything. So do you want to talk a little more about that, Ron, and perhaps what this listener was referring to with the Galactic Wall Street?
Yeah, so they were already enlisted, and, yeah, that's what we were doing is taking over that location and having to extricate and get rid of the aliens that were on that floor, and that floor is no longer active. And it is, you know, the soldiers outside the facility and also inside. So it will never be used again. And so, yeah, that was very good. So, yeah, you could have felt the energies of that happening. We're not doing, for people who want to enlist, a lot of the battles themselves that we would previously be doing, you know, a couple months ago or so, a lot of those have like dissipated, so we're no longer battling as much. I'd say we're probably battling 5% of what we used to battle, and you know, the aliens just aren't coming here like they used to, because you know, they're going to be in light territory, and just the energy of the light will get them along with the soldiers. So it's the game is the plan has changed for them, so we're not seeing things coming here to invade us any longer, you know, as much. So I'd say you're probably down. If you're used to battling a lot, you'd be down to probably about 5%, I would assume, as far as being active. You're just going to be policing and doing cleanups and also helping the aliens that are enslaved here leave, the ones that, you know, maybe are underground or connected somehow here who, you know, even if they did do harm, they can leave here and, you know, never come back. So that's what we're doing now, is just a lot of security work and just cleanup, basically. So I don't think we're going to be having a lot of battles any longer. But, you know, if they do come our way, you know, the light is here, and the light will still, will probably ward them off instantly anyway. So it'll be easier for people. Okay, I'll just say that. You won't be having a lot of stuff going on, you know, in your, say, your sleeping state. Some people actually felt things when they're awake happening as they're battling. So most of those battles are gone now because the aliens know they can't come here. And hopefully it'll stay that way. But if not, you'll have some exciting times. So anyway, back to you.
Well, it was very helpful and informative for me when you talked over the weekend about some people may not be used to not having the alien control. So now that it's gone, you know, they're not being taken over every 10 minutes, because I feel like I've seen that going on in people that are, you know, unaware of what's going on and certainly not connected to source energy. So now they don't have this sort of what was essentially in some ways a crutch in their lives who was keeping them going, and now they're kind of lost. And that one listener kind of referred to that. And even at the lectures, you help someone there. I believe how you put it is they still had robotic something in them, but it was no longer hooked up to anything. And you cleared that for them. I don't know if you remember that.
Not too much.
Okay, but I just think that we might be seeing some of that. Am I right? That people are going to be thrown off?
Yeah, I'd say very possible, yeah. The people could be getting a little lost or not knowing where they are because of not being student dead every 10 minutes. Remember, you were only here for 10 minutes. And then you were like reincarnated over again. You know, literally that's what it would be like with another alien race as your handler. So you have 10 minutes with one handler and 10 minutes with another handler, and they gave you everything that you needed to sustain life for 10 minutes. And now that's no longer in effect because they're not giving you the 10-minute intervals. You're on your own now. You're free. And so it's up to you to discover yourself and to get your life force energy going and stuff, and into your spirit to get that. So that's basically kind of it in a nutshell. You're now responsible for your life, but before you had programs running you. And I'm not saying that all the programs are gone. I'm saying that now you have a lot more free choice. So, and you still need to do the clearings that we have on the website. That's definitely, you know, what you still need to do. So don't think because this has happened that you cannot do a timeline crash or you cannot do this, that, or the other. You need to continuously do the clearings. So back to you, Ann.
Yes, and I would say, you know, we're in control of our lives now and also in command of our physical bodies more than ever before, that we, you know, nothing is trying to take us over and control us, and we can take true command of and ownership of our own bodies, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yes, that's correct.
Well, thank you. Okay, so the person that wrote in, this is a listener from the UK, by the way, has a couple of questions. Nature seems more alive, divine again, but most humans still seem very flat and soulless. What is to become of the clones, etc., that make up the vast majority of humanity? I almost expected everyone to start shining.
Yeah, this energy will not affect the clones because they're an alien life form that's here. And so they don't have a spirit in them. So I don't know what's going to happen to them. Hopefully they'll start to decay and not be able to come back. I'm sure we'll be doing some work, you know, with that energy because they don't belong here. But I can't tell you exactly what's going to happen. Right now we're just we're stabilizing, you know, from the last healings that we've had and clearings from the on the planet and stuff. So I would say it'll probably be just a new energy coming in to people, which will be their, you know, their life force energy, learning how to use that. And the planet is also going through its process of being taken away from the alien control, too. So we're kind of in flux right now and, you know, learning to be brand new again. So, you know, as far as looking at the future with the, the cloned aliens here, I don't know what to say about that at this moment. I would wait about a month and we'll see what's going on. But definitely they do not belong here. And so they'll be probably getting their walking papers too, I would imagine, at some point. But right now it's mainly we're just dealing with humans. So back to you.
Okay, well, we'll all be tuning in to the BBS shows and your live healing calls, Ron, to get the not only all the wonderful healings you do, but the latest information about what's happening on our planet. So thank you so much. Okay, and the same listener goes on to say, I feel freer and new in myself somewhat, but don't really know what to do or what or how to manifest. I am not very enthused by anything here, even things that used to excite me and motivate me, like rowing, writing poetry, travel, etc. I still just want to get out of here, basically. Thank you, Ron, for all your amazing, salvatory, liberating work for us and all beings.
Thank you. Yeah, I imagine most people kind of feel that way, like to get out of here, but... you know, the planet, as you work your way into the new Earth energy, then the old Earth, which had all the drama and traumas to it, once you release that and you go to the new Earth, then you may feel a lot better. The new Earth is physical, and it's also energetic. And, you know, that's where we're going to. What I'll probably most likely be doing also is making the old Earth with light in it also, because we can't have the aliens take it away and have this large planet available to them to use at ascension time. So that'll be worked with also. But as far as life forms here that are alien, no, they don't belong here. So some point, we may be getting rid of a lot of this stuff that's here causing us harm. So back to you.
Okay. I have a question from someone, Ron, regarding the enlistment tomorrow. I want to enlist tomorrow, and I'm registered for the call. I was enlisted in 2012, but I remember Ron saying something about delisting everyone a couple of years ago. Do I need to re-enlist tomorrow?
Okay, yeah. Yeah, let me see here. You could, why don't you just request, if you have been enlisted, to enlist right now for the ones that are, and see if you can feel energy around you coming to you from your older regiment, we'll say, the team that you were with, and just see if they take you back. You could try that. If you don't feel the energy, throughout this program right now as we're putting energy out with the time-traveling soldiers. So if you don't feel it or you don't feel it tonight, then, yeah, you probably want to get re-enlisted on the call tomorrow. But I would think that they would enlist you or put you back online instantly. You just got to request that right now and just see how that is for you if you were enlisted prior and then you were de-enlisted. So just see what happens. So
right, and he's coming on the call anyway. And I know I've been enlisted, and I'm also on most of the healing calls. So when that comes up, I always, Ron will say aloud, I want to be enlisted, and you're enlisted, and into what group? But and I always say, I'm staying, or I want to stay enlisted, just to be sure, you know, and I've never de-enlisted, you know, on purpose anyway, or didn't never meant to. So, yeah, I guess that this person, he's covered because he'll be on tomorrow.
Great.
Okay. Oh, we have somebody wrote in about the, a couple of people now wrote in about the expo, Ron. The peace energy was very strong at the booth, 10 times greater than the last time. Thank you.
Yeah, wonderful. Yeah, it was. I am running more energy now. So, yeah, it was. The booth was very busy. A lot of people just came that I was watching, just kind of coming to the booth and maybe standing in front of it, kind of hanging out for a while, and maybe doing the monitor clearings and stuff. But they would be kind of like directed or drawn to the booth with the energy on it. So, yes, that was very good. And, yeah, it was stronger. So, back to you.
Okay. Well, that's interesting to know. Ron. Okay. I've been wondering about the churches. Will the aliens still come to the worship places? Are people still being controlled who go to them? I had noticed this change in people in general, and people in general seem to be real and nicer. This is very nice. I love this new energy. Many, many thanks, Ron, and the Creation Lightship crew.
Yeah, very good, yeah. Uh-huh. So the energy will be increasing. You may start to feel more energy on the conference calls. You will feel more energy on your clearings that you're having. You may want to possibly lower the setting on some of the whole lifetime ones. I think we have maybe number 10, I believe, as normal, and you may want to back that down if it seems too strong for you. So the energy is stronger. The source energy is 10 times stronger would be what I'd probably say, yes, uh-huh.
Okay. So do you think the churches have lost that alien energy too? Has that been taken away?
I'd say it feels like it to me. I'm still not looking at that aspect of it. I'm just trying to hold space right now for what was just done recently. So I won't be looking at things for, maybe a month from now just to see how things are going. But, yeah, if the aliens were attached to churches, more than likely they were given their walking papers. Like I said, if I see you, you've been here too long. And at that point, they're terminated. So very possibly that's the situation going on, is that they're no longer, but I can't. I'm not looking in that direction right now. I'm just holding space to allow everybody who is integrating the new energy, giving them a chance to do that. That's my only focus now, is to help people do that. The aliens are now, the time-traveling soldiers have that role to, you know, do cleanup and hunt them down and get them out of here or terminate them, you know. It's their choice. But, yeah, I'm not putting my energy out. I'm turning that over to the time-traveling soldiers. If I'm needed, I'll come. But they have jurisdiction on getting rid of aliens here. So
well, that's great. So same as we said before, just keep listening, and as Ron knows more, he'll share more, and we'll all find out all about this. Okay, someone else wrote in about the expo. I was lucky enough to receive an amazing healing on my back at the expo. My back feels great, balanced, in alignment, and very relaxed. Released years of tension. Thank you, Ron.
No, thank you. Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, it's for anyone who's been in the light chamber, they know that it's really great. Okay. Somebody wrote in, as a vegan Viking time-traveling fighter, I would like to integrate my unit into the U.S. military.
Okay,
is that something that they could ask for tomorrow?
Yeah, that can be asked for tomorrow, yes. Uh-huh.
All right. A quick question, Ron, before I forget. Can we be on the daylight savings timeline now? Change our clocks ahead now?
Yeah, I think you could probably do that. It's been off for like a week, basically. So, yeah, I guess you could do that if you wish. Everything that was being used for tracking, I'm sure, is probably now set in place, and they're probably not going to be looking for you. So you could probably do that. The reason why we did not change the clocks is because everybody else is going being redirected to a different time sequence, which would be a different timeline. And so, you know, that's all in place, and the aliens were doing what they were doing with those people at that particular moment in time. But a week now is probably good. So you could go back and set your clock so that it will read the time that everybody else has now, because you're probably not going to be affected energetically by that massive mind control program. And that could even be starting to be taken down even as we get more control of the planet. We'll just use that term because the light is here now. So the darkness is going to have a harder time getting a hold on things. But so anyway, that's what I would say. You could do that now if you wish to change your clocks. Yes.
Great. Okay. And some more about all the changes here and questions. Question about the healing power of trees. Hi, Ron. Trees give us so much. The powerful cherry juice and the majestic oak gives us its acorns, which are high in protein and fat. When hugging a tree, are we healing ourselves and possibly the tree? Is there a spark of the divine in the relationship with the tree? You have said now we have more real trees. Can you talk a bit about nature and trees? Thank you.
Well, yeah, the trees and other life forms, but Mindy is talking about the trees. Yeah, they're connected to the source energy of the planet, and they do carry a lot of energy. So, yeah, if you go up to a tree and just touch it or hug it or something, you will feel that presence of source energy in the tree. Is it going to do a healing on you? That's hard to say. It will bring more source energy to you because it's a representation of the earth spirit. So with that, it can resonate with your body because your body's connected and made up from the elements from the planet here, okay? So that's why I was referencing that, because the energy of the earth spirit connected to, this is to say, the ground and the dirt and everything that your body's made up, the chemical makeup, you know, can't be connected that way. Even if you lay down, maybe, on the ground, maybe on grass or something, you would actually also probably get some type of energy coming into your body from the earth spirit. Just that it might be easier just to, you know, hug a tree because you may have a large tree that you know about, and you could put your arms around it or something and have your body touch it, and it would do energetic releases on you of negativity possibly, or just fill you up with more of the earth spirit or your body. So you're energizing your body's chemical makeup. That's what you're doing. Laying on the ground too could probably do it also. Or like I said, if you're brave and you want to just to have some dirt put on you, you know, all over your body, we'll say, kind of like a above ground coffin or something, then that would also help you, because that'll help your body resonate to the earth energy. And, you know, it's hard to say if the ground is polluted, you know, from the past with chemicals or something, so that might be a little problem for where you are, but just a way of looking at it. Then I'm sure also going into if the water's clean and not contaminated, maybe going into the ocean and or lakes, and you may have a lot more energy too, helping your body out. So back to you.
And I've also heard, Ron, that some of the electricity and, you know, electromagnetic energy that we don't want in our bodies gets dissipated when you do that. Have you heard that? Is that true?
Yes.
Great.
I would say that would be correct, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. And a listener wrote in on exactly this subject, Ron, so I'd like to read his email. I sleep on the ground every night. Being homeless, I learned from bitter experience of sleeping in a dorm-type shelter with all the coughing and other goings on. I sleep in a natural space with no entities or aliens, usually 4 hours a night. I wake up rested and relaxed with bright eyes every morning. I don't cord to the earth or try any communication with the earth spirit. Thanks to the clearings and the mind-to-heart drop before sleep, I can only attribute the little time I need to energize with something connected to the earth. Glad to hear the earth spirit is back and off limits to everyone. Thanks, Ron, for what you do.
Okay, so yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, very well said. Thank you very much. Okay, about life force containers, which I know we're going to talk more about in the future, Ron, but someone wrote in, what a clever way to prevent bleed off of your life force energy every day, especially with all those hungry clones milling about. The hive mind simply cannot match the creativity of light. Also, the new improved mind to heart drop is packing quite a punch. Thank you, Ron. So what he is referring to there is, at the end of this show, if you're not familiar with the Mind to Heart Drop, Ron always will do that at the end of all the radio shows, and you drop your thoughts from your head into your heart center, and now Ron has suggested us, we add to that, and I command to remain real, and that's what that gentleman's referring to.
Okay. Yeah, that could help you out too, yes. So back to you, Anne.
Okay. Okay, so somebody sent in a picture of their sky. I'm not sure. So there was a dragon. This person had a problem with the vortex, I believe, in their home. And there was a dragon cloud in the sky who helped get rid of the vortex for them. And they sent in a picture of the dragon. That's great. And I also just wanted to share, in case people are unaware, and I think it's a great time to run this clearing right now because it so feels like a new day with all the freedom that we have newly. But Ron has a wonderful clearing called the Planet Star Cording Removal. And it takes away cords from planets, stars, moons, asteroids, comets, vortexes, stargates, and portals. So if there's any remaining attachments, to us from any of these things that are not supposed to be attaching to us, I think it's a wonderful time to run that. What do you think, Ron? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, yeah.
Okay. The planet star cording removal, do you think that's a good one to get any remaining alien energies off of us?
Yeah, I think that would help a little bit. You want to do the get into the 16 bundle and work with those clearings for $10. That's probably more important than the planet star vortex one.
Oh, okay. Okay, great. Someone wrote in, I was able to see a man get a spinal healing at the expo. Afterwards, he looked completely delighted, amazed, and relaxed. that he was able to receive such an unexpected healing. His skin was glowing and his face was smiling. I told him he looked great, and he just nodded and said yes with a big smile.
Yeah, okay. That was my show. Yeah, I was doing some personal sessions with people. So I'll be doing that also in San Mateo, I believe. So I do 50-minute sessions, and that's a lot of fun to do.
Great. Great. And a question, Ron. At one conference, Ron mentioned clearing a list of names of people who had ever had curses, hexes, and spells put on them, so this cannot happen anymore. Could Ron talk about this? And thank you so much, Ron.
It would probably be people that you know about who are connecting to you. Everything deals with you. As far as just doing a general name for somebody that you think is doing this out there, it would need to pertain to you because you want to get it off of you, not other people or something, you know. So everything relates back to you. I would not do something for somebody that maybe, you know, there's people in Hollywood who do this all the time to get jobs, to move up the ladder and stuff, and I'm sure elsewhere, but no, you just want to do anything that's, you know, cross your doorstep. But don't go looking for trouble out there or trying to help other people. Let them be responsible for their life. And if they wish to come on the website to do it for themselves, that's you know, the way they would have to do that. So don't do any absentee on the Curtis Exodus spells unless it's somebody like a family member or something. Just somebody generic or trying to do one like one person asked if they could do something for the president a while back. Nope, just keep it simple for yourself. So back to you.
Okay, great. Someone, you recently gave us a wonderful suggestion for water charging. So someone's writing in about this. Sleeping like when I was a young child after playing outside all day in the bed with the charged water around it. I have much more energy and less pain with the great sleep and daily charged waters. Thank you, Ron. So what they're referring to is, I don't remember if this came up on a show or a healing call, but you said we could charge a bottle of water on the calls or on your water charging that's on the website and take the bottle. Well, this is how I've been doing it. I have a 22-ounce glass bottle I charge, and then I pour it into four water bowls that are at each of the four corners of my bed, and then it creates a source energy healing dome around your bed for really 24 hours, so it's more than even just the time you sleep. And that's been wonderful. So that's what that listener is referring to, Ron. So thank you very much for that suggestion, a new way to heal and stay safe and comfortable. And
yep.
Yeah, so we'd love to hear if anyone else tried that too. It's very interesting. So let me check our time here. As always, the show's going fast now, but we have a little more time. Okay. Here's a question, Ron. Does the emotional body look like us, or is it etheric?
The emotional body does look like you, and all the other energetic bodies look like you. So remember in the old days, when you went to school and they gave you some paper and you folded it back and forth, you know, and then you cut out, you know, a picture, you know, a little stick, you know, a cutout of you, and you could take it and expand it out and maybe have 20 of these. Well, that's what these bodies do. They look exactly like you, and so does your spirit. And that's the problem that we have, is that if you don't do clearings, okay, your spirit is contaminated just like your body is. So like I say, if you have a broken arm, so does your spirit. You know, if you have hair falling out or something on your scalp for some reason, you know, it has that happening to you, to it. So you need to clean yourself out, which will automatically start to clean out your spirit. So if you cleaned your spirit out and you didn't clean out your energetic bodies, it would work for maybe a few seconds, maybe being in wholeness, but then it'll get recontaminated. So that's the whole process, why you want to clean out these energetic bodies to also, you know, clear out your spirit, and then you have your spirit, once it's cleaned out, you have that re-infused back into you again. That's why we have the spear clearings, you know, in the various, you know, clearings that we have. Remember, your spirit looks like you, so whatever you're going through, it already is contaminated with what you're going through. So you want to clean yourself out, which is where it starts at, and then it goes to your spirit, and that heals your spirit too. So you're not going to have any real success on healing if your spirit is contaminated. It can't get out of its own way of, you know, having these contaminations on it. So that's why you do clearings, to get rid of your gunk, and that cleans out your spirit too. So back to you.
Okay. So here's some interesting question, an interesting question about, again, the life force, renewed life force energy we can have. I am living on life force and ate only a small amount of yogurt and a few crackers and drank tea. That's it for yesterday. Today I didn't eat until 12:30 p.m., and the thing was, I didn't feel hungry the whole time. I ate lunch not because I was hungry, but worried for my body because I don't know how long I can go without food. After eating, I didn't feel satisfied or any different, really, like I normally did in the past. I still don't feel hungry. Could I have gone longer without food, or was it good to eat?
Well, that's a good one. I'm having the same experience. I don't really feel hungry, but somehow, you know, I'm assuming, you know, that my body needs food, so I'm eating. But I am living on more of the life force energy. And so I won't really feel hungry. But when I see the food, you know, it's kind of like giving a dog a treat. They're always going to come and have a treat, you know, or to have scraps or something. So they're always there to enjoy that. That's kind of what my body's doing, is it's eating maybe because it thinks that it needs to eat, but maybe it doesn't need it at all. So it is a little confusing, much like the sleep, you know, you wake up at night and maybe, you know, you're up for, you know, 3 or 4 hours wondering why you're not sleeping. And it's because your body doesn't need to sleep, but you think that it needs to sleep because your whole pattern was that you went to bed at a given time, maybe, we'll just say 11 o'clock, and you woke up at maybe 7 to go to work. And so you know that you needed that sleep, but now you're finding yourself maybe waking up at 1 in the morning or something and staying awake till 4, and you're kind of confused. And the confusion is that, you know, since the mental body is being taken away in the alien programs and stuff, I won't say it's taken away completely, the mental body, but the alien programs are. And so your mind energy now, you know, maybe is not fully active. And so that was running in the background throughout your life every 10 minutes to keep those programs working from the aliens for your 10-minute body, okay? And now they're no longer there, and you don't need to rest as much because the mental energy that they were giving you to keep your body running on their 10-minute program is no longer there. So I hope you understand that you were running. You weren't even here. You had these aliens, you know, projecting you as you know, being human, we'll say, you know, as a cloned human replica, and you were continuously being downloaded and recreated every 10 minutes, so you weren't responsible for anything. And if you look back in the past, you wonder, yeah, gee, how could I even be successful with what I was doing, because I was being switched out every 10 minutes. You know, it's a different you. And the people you're working with and dealing with are a different you. And so, gee, how could they even relate to anything here? You know, as you look at it now, you know, from where you are looking back into the past, you know, for hindsight, you go, wow, this is really a bizarre situation, and now I'm fully present. And, you know, but it's up to me now to be responsible for my life force energy, where before the aliens gave it to you, they spoon fed you. You know, it's like you're hooked up, you know, like in a hospital on your dying process. They had all this stuff connected to you, you know, in the emergency ward room, you know, or, you know, something like that. And now you don't have that, and you're on your own. So, yeah, I'm sure the people that don't know about what we're doing, what's happening, and they're going to have probably a hard time even dealing with the new energy, because it's up to them to get their own life force energy. If they don't know about it, you know, that could be kind of disconcerting. because they may feel like something's wrong with them. Maybe they think they have to go out and get some, drink more coffee or something, you know. But that's, you know, anyway, the people listening, you know, to our VBS shows and different things who do clearings will they'll know what's happening. And, you know, I'm not responsible for the people that are out there that don't know. You know, that's why we have the radio shows to help people out with information. So if they don't get the information, that you know, I can't, that's all that I can do for people. That's how we have thousands of archives to help people. And it's up to them to connect. It's not it's not my responsibility to go out and educate everybody on the planet, you know, with whatever. We're already doing that. So it's the best way that we can do it. So back to you. And it's up to the spirit to help, you know, and it'll get better for people. But I imagine now it's probably could be a little disconcerting for people because they're probably getting tired, you know, a lot. I don't know. You know, people that I saw weren't tired, and they had a lot of energy, you know. So, but they're already connected and you know, probably know about the website, or at least at the expo they came to the booth. And new people came to the booth because they needed to get the energy. And so that's probably what was going on, is that they felt that they were deprived of energy or not having much, and not knowing what's happening, but they just showed up and came there. And anyway, that's kind of it in a nutshell. You know, I'm not responsible to save everybody on the planet here. You know, I'm not doing that. I'm just providing them a way to get more energy, to become human. And that's what our goal is here, is to get us back to, you know, the way it used to be. So that's kind of like the words of the song, which uses love, but the Van Halen song, you know, love comes walking in. So that's sort of, you switch it around to aliens and put it source energy, it'll have a different meaning for you. And it's up to you to pull that string to get your spirit to come into you, you know? So just listen to that song, Van Halen, you know, love comes walking in, and just change it over, get rid of the love and just think of peace. And the aliens would be, you know, source energy coming into you. So back to you.
Okay, well, I'll just remind everyone, if you can get on Ron's live healing call tomorrow for cording removal and also to become enlisted if you would like to. And it's pretty much time to say goodbye now, Ron. So, and pay attention, of course, do the mind to heart drop now with Ron out loud, and also pay attention to the recent change that he's made to add to command to be to remain real. So back to you, Ron, and the next BBS radio show is Wednesday at 7 p.m. Pacific time on BBS Radio Station 1. And thanks, Ron.
Okay, and on that song, it starts off, I think it's contact is all it takes to change your life through space and time. Well, that has a lot of meaning there. That's connecting to your source energy of your spirit. So listen to the song, and you can have a new meaning for that. So we'll do the mind to heart drop. So here we go. So you say out loud, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and we can add, and make me real. Some people have programs where they won't, they have a hard time saying that. I found that out at the expo. So if you're having that, we want to get that program released, but just keep saying, and make me real when you do the mind to heart drop. And so I'll just start it over again here. So I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and make me real. We'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody. Blessings. Have a wonderful evening. And tomorrow at 5:30 Pacific will be our enlistment time. We'll probably do that maybe the first 15 minutes within that time frame on the call. Then we'll do energetic cord releases and things. So we'll see you later, everybody. Blessings. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes, helping out. Thank you, Anne. We'll see you later.